Vardian, get in. Close the door.
Sure. Hey, Dylan. You've been busy up here.
Yeah, this is what work looks like. I've been trying to figure out a solution on the monster ecology problem. I need a couple of sigils in the right spots.
Dylan, are you sure about this?
I wasn't entirely convinced magic existed until last week, Aram. I'm not certain about anything.
I assume this is one of those things you weren't quite sure about?
I mean, I could probably get better materials for this if we had more funding.
Well, for $2 a month, supporters on patreon.com/killeverymonster get access to ad-free episodes as they are released. For $5, you'll get those ad-free episodes early, along with audio DM notes featuring Dylan and I recapping what went into producing each one.
For $10 a month, you'll get audio and video DM's notes, along with extended cutting room floor content that didn't quite make it into the main episode.
We also have a $25 investor level and a $50 producer level. Support at these tiers ensures we can continue to produce Kill Every Monster and allows us to hire more talent from the community. Both levels also get a personalized shout-out at the end of every episode, and producers get a welcome pack of each official Dead Ghost and Kill Every Monster pin we've got left in stock.
The $2, $5, and $10 Patreon tiers are available with 7-day trials for new subscribers, so head over to patreon.com/killeverymonster and check out everything we have to offer at no cost to you.
Want a free way to help the show? Give us a review. Written reviews are amazing, but even clicking 5 stars is a huge boost. Podcast reviews are the best way we have to get the show in front of new listeners. You can leave reviews for Kill Every Monster on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast Addict.
Find all the ways you can support the show and leave us a review at patreon.com/killeverymonster. Okay, season 3. We're going to do the quick review for anybody who isn't familiar. This episode is going to be Does It Murder? We talk about, in the episode, all the abilities the monster has. We talk about combat. We talk about how it goes when the monster takes you from full to zero hit points. And this is about what happens after. The monster has the party on the ground, unconscious. Do you wake up? First on the chopping block is Pixies.
And yes, you wake up. In fact, Pixies put you to sleep on purpose just to wake you up and fuck with you. You absolutely wake up.
They do not murder. The amount of effort I think it would take to get a Pixie into a position of like, no, I'm going to kill you. Extravagant. Sprites, 100%. Like, that's their thing, is they're the murder ones.
If Pixies are bumblebees, Sprites are hornets.
Yeah, that is exactly what you said in the episode. Was just like, it is. They're just... You're just not gonna.
No, they're just not gonna.
Ignoring, of course, the fact that they don't have any ability to.
Well, I mean, they could, as we found out, turn into a horse right above you.
To be fair, that's that a falling horse has the ability to kill you, not that a pixie does.
That's absolutely true. I mean, you could argue that it's its ability, but you're right. Yeah. At that point, the horse is killing you, not the pixie.
Yeah. The druid doesn't really have any combat ability. A bear does, and the druid can be a bear, but the druid's useless in combat.
But even though, like, the bear's not, like, a pixie as a bear is not going to want to kill you any more than a pixie is. They're going to be kind of a goofy bear.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking Winnie. Another fine Canadian.
All right. Does a pixie murder? No. Gengar. Absolutely.
Yes, 100%.
He's built around murder. It's how he makes friends.
Most of these things are us making judgment calls. The Pokedex says Gengar will kill you if given the opportunity. Put that little motherfucker in a ball, otherwise it'll stab your friends.
Yes, absolutely. It will kill you. It wants to kill you. It will laugh about killing you. And then we'll make fun of you when you're its little ghost bitch afterwards, because it's not done with you once you're dead.
They're called ghastly.
Right. So, ghost bitch. Yeah. So that's what he makes you into, a lesser version of him, so he can be the guy in charge. So you're not even free when you're dead. He's doing this. He's murdering you on purpose to make you his, like, audience for his bad jokes. It's like if a Netflix comedy guy had the ability to murder you and force you to be in the audience. So, Gengar, does it murder? Absolutely.
100%. The Will-O-Wisp. It's funny that we wound up putting these episodes back to back, because the actual episodes did have enough of a tonal shift to feel unique. But yes, exactly this, what we just said.
Doubly over.
But remove the reference to the Pokedex. They will kill you. They will, like, have that faint glimmer of the remnant, the memory of glee at the fact that they killed you. And then they'll move on with their day and they'll find someone else to kill. And that's it.
Or maybe they won't even have glee. Maybe they're just killing because they have to kill and they don't understand why. It's just this ever repeating loop. Either way, they're little kill globes and they want to do it.
This is the thing that's fascinating to me about them, is they specifically have an ability to, in the middle of combat, consume life. It specifically has an ability that makes it murder things. It is, as far as I know, the only thing in the monster manual, barring spellcasters who have like Finger of Death, it is the only full-blown monster in the monster manual that I know of off the top of my head that has an ability that is just, it then kills a player.
Done. And it looks for the opportunity. It's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. Once you're knocked down, what does the monster do? This monster kills everyone it can. Right? Black Dragon.
The Black Dragon is one of the things we keep running into where it's hugely dependent on how valuable it sees its time. A young Black Dragon, every time. Immediately. It might not even finish. Like, the party might not get to zero. It might drop the wizard to zero, make direct eye contact with the fighter, and put a claw through the wizard's forehead. Just out of spite.
But it won't kill all of you. Even the young one won't kill all of you.
Maybe. Well, that's why I'm specifying a young one. Is like, at that point, they might, just because it's fun, but it's an impulse
thing. They might because it's fun. Sure.
An adult Black Dragon out to ancient, they're making judgment calls. Do I think that you've learned your lesson? Is it worth my time to make you dead?
Also, are you more valuable alive? And that would specifically be with Black Dragons, because they like to manipulate. A elder Black Dragon would much rather you kill yourself and to have a little part in it than it would to kill you outright.
Yeah. An ancient Black Dragon is going to sit there and try to weasel its way into being your warlock patron or some shit.
Yeah.
And make you regret the fact that you were born instead of making you ever die. The Blink Dog.
Blink Dogs! No!
Yes, they're hunting dogs.
They're hunting dogs, but they're not murder dogs.
Aram, the fuck do you think hunting is?
They're not hunting dogs.
They are.
They are guard dogs.
No, they're not.
Well, they're hunting for a very specific creature. Will the Blink Dog murder a displacer beast? Absolutely.
Aram. Labradors. Hunting dogs. Specifically, duck hunting. Every hunting dog is bred to hunt a specific thing.
Okay. Will a Blink Dog murder displacer beast? Does it make it a murder? Then yes. If
it'll
that's
do
what
the
we're
murder.
Doing, then absolutely.
But that's the thing is, if you have something like that, that has that trained mentality, I think that if a Blink Dog is sent out there and is in that context of, this is the target, this is what I'm fighting, this is a battle, Blink Dogs are soldiers to a certain extent.
Yeah, you're right.
I think a Blink Dog would kill a bitch.
Also, it'd be a real interesting thing. Like, you have this Blink Dog that's like a big golden retriever and he's fun and good, but then you come across a litter of displacer beasts, kittens, and it just murks every last one. That would be a great play to pull on your foot. Like, oh, and he's just ripping out throats.
That's on the long list of don't actually do that.
Don't actually do that.
That is an interesting thought.
Yes, exactly. Don't murder kittens in front of your players. Please don't do that.
That's fucked up.
However, if you did, and you shouldn't, it's kind of funny.
Having a Blink Dog NPC with the party and they fight like some bandits and the party is just like going over to interrogate someone and then it suddenly boom, tear, and it just turns back to you wagging its tail,
big mouthful of blood.
That's fucking terrifying.
I did the thing.
Why did you do that? We hunted him.
Yeah,
We won now.
He's dead. We win.
Good work, us.
Pets, please.
I kind of love that. I think not only do they should.
You know what? I think you're right. I think they should. I think they should be these cute, lovable things, but they're trained killers. Yes, they would do a murder.
Depending on the dog, of course.
Of course.
Some are very good boys.
Yeah, some are incredibly good boys who would never murder anything. Medusa. Just a lady.
Same rules as any fully intelligent creature that doesn't have like a full blown, like, again, yeah, blink dogs are human level intelligence, but they have that dogginess to them. A Medusa is a person. Some Medusa will straight up just stare directly into your eyes and smile the whole time. Some will be incredibly sad at the idea of having to take a life. Some of them are just, depends on the circumstance, they'll just kill you and then move on. But they're just ladies. No matter what the book says.
The book wants you to believe that they would, but they're just people and they have individual thoughts and actions.
I wish there was more to say on that one, because they are like, they're the adjacent thing to the Will-O-Wisp discussion, where obviously petrification isn't a straight up murder, but it's the closest you're going to get outside of that. Having mechanically an ability that's for killing something.
And it doesn't matter which way you look at it. If you turn to stone and are unaware, you're still no longer a person. You've been removed as if you had died. If you turn to stone and are aware, it's worse than death.
Yeah. It's too variable.
Agreed. You can't say all Medusa would do a murder.
No. The Tarrasque.
Does lots of murders, not driven by them. In fact, I would say doesn't really care about anything going on.
No.
Isn't interested in the politics or the power or anything. It wants lots of food and that it wants to go to sleep.
And this is the thing, is with how big it is, I'm not sure that your character is large enough to be an interesting food source to where, like, if it knocked you down and there was still the rest of the city going on, it would bother to stop.
I don't think it would, even if it looked down and saw you, it wouldn't change its gait to step on you. It would just walk over you. It doesn't care.
I do think it's the sort of thing where, like, if you were to get its attention, like, you're a 20th level character and you've now got its attention, it would focus on you until you were dead, and it might do the sort of, like, we talked about it with the werewolf way, way back in the day, the whole thing of it's not, like, I'm killing you, it's I started smashing you, and then I just kept going until I was certain you weren't going to swing again. But, like, like I said, the idea of, like, it does a party wipe, everybody's on zero hit points, and at that point you're no longer a threat or an interest, and the Tarrasque just walks. Might step on one of you on the way out accidentally.
If it looks down and you're motionless and you're no longer bothering it, it will leave. And you're not a big enough food source, it suddenly has no interest in you whatsoever because there's nothing
there's
for
nothing
it
there. Here. The Tarrasque is a force of nature, and you are a guy.
Hurricanes don't murder you. You just die in them.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's exactly it.
All right. The Tzelian.
Ill-formed question. I don't think it is at a level where that's even a consideration.
Right. Agreed.
A Tzelian in a situation where it has to kill you, something is wrong?
Yes. Something has gone very wrong.
Yeah. Like,
and rarely would a Tzelian end up in a situation where they would have to do that. They're too smart, they're too wise, they're too all-knowing.
They're also, again, kind of gods.
Right.
Like, the level of having to step down to your level to even be in a position to be able to murder you. Like, it would just not be there.
And especially if we're talking about they've been knocked out, everyone's just vulnerable in front of it. No way is it going to kill them. Absolutely not.
I know I'm hammering on this a little bit, but, like, even getting into that position, being there and somebody draws their sword and the Tzelian goes, well, then you've forced my... No, you haven't. I'm going back to the sky.
They'll just leave.
Fuck
exactly.
This.
They're not going to fight. They'll just leave.
You've made a series of poor choices and now your entire lineage is cursed. They'll do that 100%.
Oh, they'll 100% curse you for a thousand years. Yeah, they probably do that at the drop out. This is not a black coffee. Curse for a thousand years.
No, Atelian will hit you with a full-blown, like, cane. Like, oh, you killed your brother? Cursed for forever. Sucks to suck, dickhead.
Atelian won't murder, but it sure as hell will wrap your knuckles at any opportunity.
I know we come across things like that elsewhere, but I think this is the one where it's just straight up, like, no.
It's so clear.
It won't even fight you because it doesn't need to. And it doesn't want to.
Absolutely.
And at that point, of course, I guess this is the caveat that's worth talking about. Might they? Yeah, like Connie talked about the idea of one that was corrupted and, you know, maybe it gets vicious. Fascinating. Hugely interesting. That one might do a murder.
But any creature could become corrupted. Yeah,
you can do that with anything. And also, sometimes you should. Having a pixie that would do a murder, having something that's gone fucking completely wrong, you know, the Shadowfell is encroaching on the area and the pixies have gone full on murder hobo. That's a cool story.
That's a fun story. I would want to do that.
A bunch of pixies that are out there just for blood. We're going to get you, motherfuckers.
You always picture pixies as like you can't quite see them, but you can hear their laughter moving around you. And all of a sudden that gets real sinister.
Actually, no, this is a nice place to start tying the threads together. Because I think the corrupted pixies are will-o-wisps.
Ooh.
Like that is.
Ooh. They eventually just like evolve into it or devolve into
it. Yeah. Well, I mean, they have, pixies have invisibility. They've got a shape change ability. Like that, the whole idea of them just losing form and being corrupted, which comes back to what I was saying that entire episode, which is I don't think the Will-O-Wisp should be undead. It's silly. They are clearly fey. And the moment you draw that line of like a corrupted pixie, a pixie with some level of bloodlust, yeah, that's what a Will-O-Wisp is.
100%. I love that.
I feel like we had that idea several episodes too late.
I really do. I'm actually a little, and that was a brilliant episode, but I'm actually a little bummed.
That's a great point, Mills. And in addition,
Modrons.
Modrons don't give a fuck about you. Modrons don't value life.
We did talk about the corrupted Modron. So sure, there could be a corruption within them or one single Modron that gets corrupted, so it corrupts all the rest of them. But again, that's just changing the creature. Will a Modron murder you once you're out cold?
Yes.
No. Yes?
100%.
Wait, you think they will murder?
Yeah.
Because they don't care about you?
Yeah.
Well, then that's not murder.
No. No, I mean, like, they'll take out the party, and then they don't give a shit about your life. Like, it's not that they don't care about you, like, the way that a black dragon might be indifferent and go, like, it's not worth sullying myself on this. They will have a spear. They'll fight you to a standstill. They'll take you down. And when you're on the ground, if it's one of those, like, they were a problem, in the throat, moving on.
So they're no longer a problem in the future.
The problem has been resolved.
Or just build the road over your body.
Yeah. The whole idea of, like, that great march, they're stampeding through. They're walking over people. They're going to kill them. And that's admittedly, like, an overlap with the Tarrasque. But I think if you're in a situation where the Modrons, actually, that's the best way to say it. We said no with the pixies because something has to go wrong. Like a pixie isn't going to go to war. A Modron would go to war and thrive. They would be soldiers. They would take you down and then they would kill you while you're down to make a point or just to get the job done.
And they're just following orders. Okay, fair enough. People. Yes.
We had to make a law about it.
We had to make a bunch of laws about it. There's different kinds of us killing people.
We made rules specifically for like, okay, it doesn't count as a murder this time.
Were you thinking about murdering them? All right, well, you kind of accidentally murdered them or you really plan to murder them. So that's a separate charge.
Like your government said it was okay to murder them. So that's a different thing technically. But there are still murders within the time where we're telling you that you can do murders. We have so many rules about when it's cool for us to murder.
We have a variety of laws because we are such a murderous species.
Yeah, of course. This comes back to the thing we keep saying. Like, people are people. Obviously, it's individual. Some people will not murder. Some people will. But, like, when you're painting with a broad brush, there's a reason that, like, every fantasy setting has recently had the Great War. We do it a lot. Not all of us, but enough of us.
But as a species, if we're talking about humanity...
Humanity does murders.
We do love a murder.
We're good at them.
We sure are. We've made lots and lots of toys that could murder really efficiently. All right. Mephits. Yeah. Most of them, if they're smart enough, would do a murder.
God, which one was it? Was it the dust mephit that's like actively interested in death? It'll get you onto zero and then it'll like slowly kill you so it can watch the process to the point where it becomes a risk where you're like actively triggering death saves for one party member and then somebody gets up behind you and shoots it in the back of the head. Again, it's one of those like sort of corrupted pixie things is just like they'll just do murders.
They'll do their own kind of murders. Like I think they want to murder you in their own way. Like a mud one wants to see you drown in mud and a steam one wants to scald you, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like they want to hurt you in their own ways, but yeah, they'll all do a murder.
God, the idea of a mud mephit just walking around being like, dropping just a chunk of mud on your mouth and nose and just leaving it. I think they would, and it would range from bad to fucking horrible.
Yeah, there's no good way to go with a mephit.
They're really sort of the intersection between elementals and devils, is where I place mephits most of the time. Maybe demons, depending how chaotic you want to get.
Probably more demons because they're a little bit more chaotic. Yeah. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Last one for the season. Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. No, they're just animals.
Really? No, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we personify them as, like, if we took a T-Rex the way that we make a T-Rex up here, a T-Rex would, like, gleefully murder you with its tiny little arms.
Yeah. But that's the thing is, like, barring Aram's world where the T-Rex is a mean, mean bully and the Triceratops is a big, fun hero.
Thank you. You hated that so much.
It was...
We're in front of an expert, and I'm here going, when I was six, I wanted dinosaurs to do
exactly.
This, but that's what dinosaurs are.
I'm glad you said it, because yes, it wasn't that necessarily it bothered me that much. It's that you're embarrassing me in front of the guests.
Aram, this is a fellow scientist. You have to not do this. Yes, no, I know. But childhood obsession has to be involved with a dinosaur discussion. It just has to.
We are, at the end of the day, talking about the imagination game. I have to chill a little bit. I get that. I'm not disagreeing. But also, Jesus fucking Christ.
I was so happy.
I know you were. That version of a T-Rex is doing a murder. The rest of them, I think we run into sort of the Tarrasque problem again of just like, if you've pissed off a T-Rex, you'll probably get murdered because it'll like its main attack is biting you.
Even if you just run, you'll probably get murdered because it's going to chase what's ever running.
But even then, like, it's not, you're too small. It might bite you and eat you, but it's like, it is an animal. It's not going to fucking go out of its way for a fucking Timbit, you know? Oh, you don't know, you're Americans. Donut holes.
What Timbit is? What the fuck is a Timbit? Oh, yes. Well, a donut hole. Timbit.
Tim Hortons. Was the
Timbit.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Okay.
Tim Hortons was the major donut chain for a while until they got bought out by an international conglomerate and all of the quality went to shit.
Even if we take the people out of it, let's put dinosaurs against other dinosaurs. There's no way a dinosaur is going to murder because that is an expensive energy and they need to save energy. They conserve energy. They're not going to waste it willy-nilly on a whim. If it's food, fine. If it's a threat, fine. Otherwise, absolutely not.
Especially when you picture like what we think of when we think of dinosaurs. Like if you've got a carnivore and the only herbivores you can think of are fucking Stegosaurus, Ankylosaurus, Triceratops, even the fucking Brontosaurus, which is so goddamn big. Like it is so metabolically expensive to fight.
And dangerous.
Like, and so you're right. Like, you're gonna die. If this goes wrong, you die. So the only reason you fight is you think you can win and you're going to get the food you need out of it.
And even if you win, you might still die. You might have had an injury where now you can't really continue. So you may have this meal, but it might be your last meal. So no way are they going to murder just to murder.
No, a dinosaur murders when it needs to. And that's it. That's all of them for this season.
That's everyone. God. Yeah.
This was a well-balanced season. I think last season we had a good run of just like, no, they'll kill you. They'll all fucking kill you.
Yes, we did.
This was a nice balance. We had some that'll kill you for different reasons.
We had one episode where we didn't roll a single die except the two at the beginning and they didn't matter.
Yep.
All right. Anything else to say about season three?
No, I'm just happy with how it came out.
I'm happy as well.
Thanks to the fucking guests. Because again, I know we say this to you when you're on the recording, but just in public for posterity. If it were just me and Aram, this show would be real fucking boring by now. We would have gotten four episodes deep and I'd have killed him.
Also, we would have just covered everything we had to say.
We're not that creative.
No, we're not. And well, also, we have our opinions. Yeah. We have our opinions, and they're not going to change that much. We need other people to come in here and shake us up a bit. No, without the guests, this show is meaningless. Mm-hmm. And we have had amazing guests, and they make the episodes every time.
Every fucking time.
For more information about us, notes for each episode, and ways you can help support the show, head over to killeverymonster.com.
If any of the ideas we've discussed on the show have sparked some of your own, tell us about it on Twitter at KEM Podcast. You'll find me at DJ Malenfant and Aram at Aram Vardian.
For ad-free episodes, early releases, bonus episodes, print-ready maps, our new audio DMs notes, and my character sheets for each encounter, head over to patreon.com/deadghostpro.
Our intro theme and many of the sound effects you hear in the show were created by BattleBards. Check them out at battlebards.com.
This episode was produced by Aram Vartian and Dylan Malenfant. I also did the editing. And if you are anything like me and all of that information just fell right out of your head, you'll find everything you need at killeverymonster.com.
And we'll see you next time
for Kill Every Monster.